You are, of course, tuned in to the number one Asian hit music station across the nation, Sunrise Radio. Raj in the hot seat here. Got to give a big shout out to Gulfam from Leeds. He did request a track. I will try and find that, but for now, as promised, we have an amazing individual now. We've been trying to get him on air for, I think he was meant to come last week, but he wasn't very well. But we finally got him. So we're joined in the studio with Akbar Khan. Akbar, how are you?
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm very well.
Are you feeling better?
A lot better, thank you. Yeah,
that's
a bit of a nasty ear infection.
Oh no! Well, welcome to Sunrise, and thank you for joining us today. So basically, we just wanted to know more. You're a community worker. I have to be honest. I first became aware of you after the promotion on BBC One.
Yeah.
You are the chairman of Fab Club. So we will come to that in just a moment. But I just wanted to get a bit of background from you. Our listeners may not be aware of Akbar Khan. I've also heard you prefer to be called Aki.
Yep.
So which one do you mind
Aki
me calling?
Aki is fine.
Aki,
yeah,
is fine. So,
yeah.
Aki, take it away. Tell us a bit about your background.
With regards to Fab or just myself?
I think the charity work you do yourself, yeah. How did it all begin?
Okay, yeah, well, my journey with Bradford Fab Club started in 1979, I think it was, when I was about 10 or 11 years of age. Back in those days, we were referred to Fab Club through a disability school that my brothers used to go with. So I had two brothers that both had muscular dystrophy, sadly, and we were referred to Fab Club to go along with them to support the family, really, because as you can imagine, in those days there wasn't many services available, and they needed somewhere to go and give my parents a little bit of respite as well. So ultimately that's where we ended up, and Fab Club was fantastic in the facilities that it provided for my brothers in those days, and we used to go on lots of trips and activities and trips abroad and what have you. And then sadly, when my brothers both passed away, me and my other brother decided that we needed to carry on in their legacy, really, and in their memory, and we wanted to give something back to the community. Therefore, we just carried on attending Fab Club just as helpers back in those days, to be honest with you. And that's where the journey began, really. So we just carried on supporting kids, mainly kids with disabilities, but Bradford Fab Club used to stand for physically handicapped and able-bodied, but as you can imagine, we don't use those terms anymore now, so it's more about making more of life together and providing activities for kids with and without disabilities to be able to enjoy, because as you can imagine, we don't want anybody to miss out on any life's activities just because they've got a disability, really. So that's how it all started, and then I sort of worked my way up to club leader, and then eventually about 10 years ago becoming chairman of the club itself.
Now, we'll discuss in detail what the charity does, but I just want to go back about a week, I think, a couple of weeks ago. You were kind of highlighted on the BBC News. Tell us what happened.
Well, I got stitched up pretty much by everybody at Fab Club. I was told I was going to a business meeting about 2 weeks ago, and when I rocked up, basically, the BBC was there, and it was the BBC One show, and it was a big thank you that they do as part of their programme at the minute for everybody that's been doing good work in their communities. And unbeknown to me, I was nominated by some of our members to actually be nominated for that particular programme. And like I said, they just told me I was going to a business meeting, and I arrived, and all of a sudden this big show came up, and big screen arrived, and the big one show people presenters suddenly appeared in front of me, and I'm genuinely was lost for words, to be honest with you, because it was really nice to get the accolades for myself, but more importantly, and the reason why I'm here tonight is to just sort of give a little bit of awareness of the charity, Fab Club, and to get a special welcome, to get a special message from David Walliams on that particular show as well, sort of made it all the more special for me, so it was really good. But most importantly, I just want to make sure that first and foremost that Bradford Fab do exist in Bradford, because not a lot of people know that, and I want to try and sort of raise awareness of the charity and let families that listen to your radio show know that we do exist, and that we can help, you know, both families with and without disabilities to come and have a little bit of respite, do some activities, make some new friends, have fun, and that sort of thing, really.
And I believe you've last couple of days you've won another award.
Yeah, one of the other members has nominated me for an award for a Community Champions Award for an online TV channel called Ideal, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the 10 winners nationwide as part of that. And again, it's great recognition for our charity. I mean, it's always nice to get a personal accolade, but for me, it's always been about getting the charity on the map and, you know, basically telling people what it is that we do and what we can provide to those that are slightly less fortunate across Bradford, really.
So let's move over to the charity now. What kind of work, projects, events do you organise, do you get involved with?
Well, to be honest with you, the big ethos around Fab is about seeing the ability and not the disability. And those are the sort of activities that we try to put on in terms of the membership that we've got. And the key thing for us is that it's not what I decide or what our volunteers decide that we're going to put on for the members. We always get the members involved in terms of what it is that they want us to put on for them, basically. So we've got a whole wide range of activities that we've done over the last 30 years that I've been there, but of late, I mean, it's been more around activities that we do, because we only meet once a month, and that's in a local community centre in Bradford in West Bowling called Mappa. And there we've got the traditional things like snooker, pool, table tennis, football, cricket, that sort of thing, really. And arts and crafts and what have you. So there's a whole host of different activities that we provide on that particular Wednesday evening. And then every other Wednesday evening we take them swimming as well, up at Fairfax Swimming Bath. So you can imagine when coronavirus arrived, it was the case of, oh, well, what we're going to do now? There's no face-to-face contact. Hence the idea came up of doing the nightly Zoom meetings to make sure everybody was still connected. And they didn't feel isolated. And right at the beginning of the pandemic, as you can imagine, a lack of food was a big thing with all the hoo-ha about getting to the supermarkets and not being able to access food and stuff. So I sort of made contact with local charities, restaurants and supermarkets and the food bank just to make sure we could provide all our members with food twice a week as well. So those are the sort of things that we've been doing of late.
Fantastic. And how can the listeners of Sunrise Radio help? I know with lots of charities up and down the country, especially local charities, funding is always an issue. So how can we help?
Absolutely. I think, as I said at the beginning, it's not so much the funding, which obviously does help to keep us afloat, but most importantly, it's the fact that I want the people of Bradford to know that we actually exist. That Fab Club is spelled PHAB and not FAB, like everybody keeps telling me. And that, you know, there is a provision there for anybody, not only families that have got kids with disabilities, because we do cater for members with and without disabilities, to know that we exist, that we meet once a week, and that there are lots of activities that we can provide for their children. And it's, you know, it's a cheap and cheerful club. It's a family club. They'll make lots of new friends. They'll really enjoy themselves and be able to go out on trips here, there and everywhere. We have the summer sports camps every month as well and what have you. So the best way to support us really is to get the word out there with friends and family that we do exist. We do have a Facebook page, obviously, and we've got our own website as well. And, you know, we do have a donation page on there for anybody that is willing. I mean, we've been blessed, actually, since I've been on the programme, because a lot of people have donated to our charity through the, you know, on the back of that particular program. So I'm grateful for the BBC to give us that opportunity as well, really.
Okay, if you just want to repeat your, if you just want to give our listeners maybe your website address or contact details.
Absolutely. So all my contact details are on our website, and the website is www.bradfordfabclub.org.uk. There's the contact details on there for myself, and they just need to give me a ring, and the rest we can sort of take from there, really.
Okay, and any final message to our listeners?
Just basically to say that, you know, Fab Club is fab, as it says. Please do get in touch with me if you want, you know, your children and your family members to go into a very friendly environment, and everybody's welcome. You know, if you can get there, you're more than welcome, so please do get in touch. And we're also looking for volunteers all the time as well. It's a fantastic thing that you'll do, not only for yourself but for your community. That's why I've done it for over 30 years. You'll get so much from it, and please get in touch with me if you fancy volunteering with us, because we're always looking for new volunteers and new members.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us, Aki. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was Aki from the Fab Club. Remember, do check out the website www.bradfordphabclub.org.uk. Fantastic individual doing some amazing work, and we at Sunrise Radio wish him all the best.